Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Crowd, and in this show, we're going to discuss the IaaS security best practices. Now, I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, the Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So over the years, IaaS has changed from a security hole into a secure server. If you remember back in the NT days, wow, just think of that. That's a little bit back there. IaaS first made its presence with Option Pack 4. Wow, that was a long time ago. But if you look at the history of other web servers, you'll see that this is not really that long ago. With Windows Server 2003, we were given a pretty functional web server with some new features and a streamlined engine. In this broadcast, we'll be covering the best practices, recommendations for getting the best security out of your IaaS web server. So the first thing we're going to be talking about, or the first thing we're going to start with, is actually the general best practices. And this is what we do for any of the different servers, but talking about the web server in general. One of the things that you want to do is you want to make sure that you don't log in with administrative credentials, meaning on a local machine. What you should do is log in with the least credentials, log on to the computer using an account that's not an administrator's group, and then use the run as command to run IaaS manager as an administrator. And what you can do is do the run as command where you're going to open up your MMC. And you can also do it through the administrator tools. What you do is just point to IS. You're going to do a shift, right click, and run as administrator. And that way, you can log on with the least credentials. That way, if you walk away from the machine, you won't have it where the machine gets circumvented by or accessed by somebody it's not supposed to. Now, reduce the attack surface. Disable all the services it do not need, including IaaS services such as FTP, NNTP, or SNMTP. If a feature or service is not enabled, then there's no need to secure it. But the one thing that we can use is the security configuration wizard, which will allow us to be able to secure our server based on the server role. Now, do not download or run programs from untrusted sources. Programs that contain instructions to violate security in a number of ways, including data theft, denial of service attack, and data destruction. Also, you want to keep your virus scanners up to date. Virus scanners frequently identify infected files by scanning for a signature that is known component of a previously identified virus. The scanners keep the virus signatures in a signature file, which is usually stored on the local hard drive. Because the new viruses are discovered frequently, this file should also be updated frequently for the virus scanner to be easily identify all the current viruses. Now, you can go to your different virus definition or different vendors, other viruses, virus definition or virus software. I have Trend Micro, and I use Trend pretty much for all my different products and also for my clients. And what I've found is that it's very easy to update, and you can find the virus definitions will be pretty much up to date all the time. And I've had it where I've really not had any attacks. So nothing against all the other ones, but I use Trend. I know I'm not a salesman for Trend. I just think that it's a very good product, has a small memory footprint. But enough about Trend. One of the other things, keep current with all software updates. Software updates provide solutions to known security issues. Check the software provider website periodically to see if there are any new updates available for software used in your organization. The new process model in IaaS 6.0 includes process recycling, which means an administrator can easily install most IaaS updates and most new worker process DLLs without any interruption of service. So we can update the web server, have people still on it, and not even miss a key or a note. Auto update version 1.0 provides three options to customers: notify update availability the moment it is available, download the update and notify it that it has been downloaded, and scheduled install. Now, with the Windows Server Update service, which we call WUS, it allows us to be able to modify or allow us to automate the whole patch system. So that's one of the things that we should have in our environment. And make sure that your IIS server is using that as an update server, because it's going to have all the latest patches, and what we can do is we can test those patches before we bring them down. So we need some type of system that's going to be able to centralize our patches. That's what WSUS does. And also SCCM. SCCM gives us the ability of, it takes place of SMS that we used to have. Now, another thing that you should do is use NTFS. The NTFS file system is more secure than FAT or FAT32 file system. Assign strong NTFS permissions for your resources. Exercise caution with domain controllers. If you're using a domain controller as an application server, be aware that if the security is compromised on the domain controller, then security is compromised on the entire domain. This is the number one thing. Don't put services on domain controllers that you don't need. I know when you go out and get that SBS server and it has all those neat features, but the thing is you don't understand that that server is now vulnerable because there's so many ports that are being opened. So what you need to do is make sure that you limit the amount of services that you put on domain controller. Just make it a domain controller, a DNS server, but that's it. Don't put anything else on it. Hey, go ahead and use virtualization like VMware or Hyper-V, and create additional servers that you can use with no problem at all. So just keep things off of domain controllers. Now, let's look at IIS best practices. They include restrict the write access permissions for the iUser underscore computer name account. This will help limit the access anonymous users have to your computer. If you don't remember about NT in the very beginning, everyone had full control. Well, that include the iUser underscore computer name account, which is an anonymous account. And Windows 2000 was everyone had full control. But Windows 2003 has authenticated users has read access. That doesn't include the iUser computer name. So what they've done is they've locked down the server. Store executable files in a separate directory. This makes it easier to assign access permissions and audit for the administrators. That way they can check and see what that actual program is doing. Create a group for all anonymous user accounts. You can deny access permissions or resource based on a group membership. It's a lot easier, it simplifies it, and it streamlines your security. Deny execute permissions for anonymous users to all executables in Windows directories and subdirectories. Use IP address restriction if administering IIS remotely. Assign the most restrictive permission possible. For example, if you have a website is used only for viewing information, assign only read permissions. If a directory or site contains applications, assign script-only permissions instead of scripts and executable permissions. Do not assign write and script source access permissions or strips and executable permissions. Use this combination with extreme caution. It can allow a user to upload potentially harmful executable files to your server and run them. Enable data encryption on all WMI-based remote administration scripts. And lastly, ensure the VeriSign Intermediate Root CA on your server is up to date. You need to verify the expiration date, the update, the intermediate Root CA if necessary. Well, that's pretty much it. What we've talked about is what we can do generally of helping the best practices for helping our environment be secure. But then we talked about IIS and how we can make it more secure. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. Has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.